You're listening to SBS News.
Dozens of final year Victorian students have tested positive for COVID-19 ahead of returning to classrooms to sit a statewide annual test. Victoria reported 1,377 new local cases, the fifth day in a row of four-figure infections and four deaths on Monday, taking the toll for the current outbreak to 53. Melbourne has also become the most lockdown city in the world, clocking up 246 days under stay-at-home orders, surpassing the capital of Argentina, Buenos Aires. Education Minister James Molino says more than 33 VCE students from COVID-19 hotspots were among the new cases, meaning alternative arrangements will have to be made for these students to sit the general achievement test.
Over the weekend, we had around 8,000 VCE students getting tested ahead of the GAT tomorrow in hotspot postcodes. And from this GAT testing, we've identified 33 positive cases amongst students. We may not have found these cases otherwise, so that goes a long way to help us hold the GAT as safely as possible tomorrow. The Department of Education is contacting these students and letting them know that they cannot sit the GAT, and we'll make arrangements for how they can sit their exams at a later stage if indeed they're unable to sit any of their exams.
And the state's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne are where most of the new cases are occurring, with a drop seen in other areas due to higher vaccination rates.
The southeast of Melbourne is a growth area because there have been lower vaccination levels of coverage there. But again, the lessons out of the northern suburbs and the west is that we can start to bend the curve and drive numbers down again as we get that higher vaccination coverage. So please pick up one of those 100,000 doses. As we've heard from our ICU nurses in recent days, people in ICU are not doubly vaxxed. If you can get doubly vaxxed in coming days or weeks, there is every chance that you will not be one of those statistics with severe disease in hospital, in ICU.
Meanwhile, New South Wales is reporting a drop in new locally acquired COVID-19 infections, with 623 cases recorded over the past 24 hours. Six people died in the state, including a patient aged in their 40s, and four of the cases were unvaccinated against coronavirus. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health is reminding residents that social gatherings are not allowed at homes because coronavirus is still circulating in the community.
I'd like to call out now the suburbs and towns with the highest numbers of COVID in the last 24 hours. These are Liverpool, Wellington, New Dubbo, Doonside, Plumpton, Bankstown, Granville, Wollongong, Blacktown, Fairfield and Carrabar near Queanbeyan. But no matter where you live in New South Wales, it's important to come forward for testing, no matter how slight your symptoms, so that we can identify if you have COVID and help protect your family and friends.
And two more people have died from COVID-19 in the ACT as the territory records 28 new community cases. The two deaths announced on Monday, both women in their 80s, take the toll since the start of the pandemic to eight. One was a woman from an aged care facility in Canberra's north who was receiving palliative care, while the other was admitted to Canberra Hospital on Friday and also received palliative care. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says of the new infections recorded, 14 are linked to other cases, while the others are under investigation.
Eight in quarantine during their entire infectious period, 16 infectious in the community at least, 16 in hospital overnight, five in intensive care, and sadly two people have passed away overnight.
And Australia has boosted its supplies of a life-saving antibody treatment for COVID-19, known to slash hospitalisation rates. Thousands of additional doses of GlaxoSmithKline's Sotrovimab have arrived in the country over recent days. It's been shown to reduce hospitalisation or death in patients with mild or moderate infections who are at high risk of severe illness. The extra doses of the treatment come along with news that the United Kingdom will now recognise travellers who have been vaccinated with Australia's AstraZeneca vaccine. Health Minister Greg Hunt has welcomed both developments.
Very importantly, we have had 15,000 doses or treatments of Sotrovimab, the breakthrough new medicine arrive in Australia over the course of recent days. And then I think for Australians who are looking to travel abroad, the news that as of today, the UK will recognise Australia's AstraZeneca vaccine, along with now the United States and Canada and Italy and France and Germany and Singapore and many other countries, I think is great news for Australians and great news for Australia.
And Queensland has recorded one new COVID-19 case. However, it's not so far linked to an existing cluster. The woman is in her 50s and she was infectious in the community in Brisbane's north since September the 23rd. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says after 100,000 tests in the southeast, there appears to be no other chains of transmission. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.